it's because we can hold on to those songs. They last for a reason. It's because they're so solid, because they have strong melodic content. The lyrics are situational, you know, talking about the human condition and feelings and emotions. And, you know, I just happen to like them. I mean, I grew up with that stuff, too. It didn't register on the conscious level when I was listening to it as a toddler, you know, on the radio or whatever. But, you know, they stuck with me. I didn't know at the time I'd be singing them in a a venue, you know, with people listening and dancing and that sort of a thing. But that's the mark of a good standard, is that it has that staying power.
You were saying earlier that the standards bear different sorts of treatments, different sorts of grooves. Where's the groove in your group's version come from?
Well, it's it swings. So I think it's gonna always be like, you know, it swings. The clothes you're wearing are the, you know what I mean?
Yes.
There it is. That's it.
Tell you what, Jeff, let's pick up where or when, kind of towards the end of the song from one of your club dates.
Some things that happened been before looked at each other the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes that you're wearing are the clothes you wore. That smile you were smiling, you were smiling then.
We're speaking with Jeff Jones. And Jeff, a big part of your repertoire is the standards. Then there's a group of songs that aren't as old as, well, like Where or When, but you think ought to be considered as great songs, just a little more modern. You might call them new standards. One of them is George Benson's Give Me the Night. To you, what's special about Give Me the Night?
I think it's because it has the same qualities as the old standards do. The new standards hold your attention. They tolerate different treatments and different arrangements by the, you know, as dictated by the creativity of the artists that are performing them. And the lyrical content and the groove is there where they grab you. They grab you and they stay with you. They have staying power.
What of the lyric of Give Me the Night really compels you to sing the song?
He's describing, the songwriter, he or she is describing the situation of what it's like when you're with your buddies, with your pals, and you're about to go out on the town. And so that's a theme that is universal, you know, certainly in the 20th century. Duke Ellington wrote about it. Frank Sinatra and Ella sang about it. But it's just, hey, let's come on out, get on the town. There's music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So come on, baby, let's do it.
It's really perfect for performing in a club because everybody in the club is doing just that.
Right, and it's got a hop to it that's really kind of fun. It's a fun-loving type of song.
Give me the night. Thank you. than that.
Jeff, when you're playing in a club, it always seems like a good idea to do a song that's from the Beatles. Why is that?
Well, you know, a lot of the Beatles songs are considered new standards. I think you'd agree. This particular song is a conversation, you know, that the songwriter's having with his prospective partner. And they're going back and forth talking about, well, you know, can I drive the car? No. Well, if such and such and so, then I'll let you drive my car. You know, that kind of thing. And which that can be a metaphor for a number of things, you know, so there's a wittiness in the lyrics as well. And the song does have a playful quality to it. And Bobby McFerrin has a treatment of it that I kind of bring his sensibility to it, what he did with it. We just take it from there. And my partner in music, John Della Selva, the guitarist, shares that sentiment and love for this type of music. And so we have, you know, we just play back and forth together with it.
And just a note, John plays some really nice lines on this number. Jeff Jones sings his new and old standards with John Della Selva on the guitar this Friday night, April 18th at Umbra in Minneapolis. The show is from 7 till 10. Information at umbrampls.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.